Toi, not only did it apply to the Aseret HaShvatim, it can apply to the Kusim as well. Kusim, a whole group, a whole sect, a section of Jews who converted. They were non-Jews who converted. If we assume that they've Shuv Nizgari B'Lev Shalom, there was a second conversion that was with Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. But then, in the days of the Tanaim, they weren't observing all of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then there were some of them were worshiping Avodah Zarah. So the Chachamim declared that that Hayru Asher that the Navi said even applies in that case. So that's a big machlokes. And then the third opinion is that even if any one individual Jew, not only if it's a whole sect of Jews who float away from mainstream Judaism, any Jew who converts to another religion loses his Kedushas Yisrael. And if he wants to become Jewish again, he has to undergo Geirus. That's a line in Ovis Derab Nosson that's quoted in Yoridei Hilchos Geirus, that if a Jew converted to another religion, then he wants to, because of B'tshuva, he wants to come back to become Jewish again, he has to undergo Geirus. But we always assume that that was a Chumrah Midrabbanan. Mikra Adin Daraisa, once he's a Jew, he remains a Jew. But many of the Gaonim in the days of the Gaonim, they were of the opinion that not so, that a Jew who converts loses his Kedushas Yisrael. Hi, the Gemara says if a non-Jew converts to become Jewish, and then after a couple of years he decides to go back to his original religion, he converts back to his original religion. So the Gemara says if he's Mekadosh and Isha, Yechoshishim LeKiddushin, so he see that he is Jewish. So the Goyim held that that's only a din midrabbanan, that the Israel who becomes a Meshumad, who converts to another religion, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kiddush Achal, that's only a Chumim with the Rabbanim. Mikra Din Deraisa, it's not so. Because Dina Kakum. Yeah. So this is a big issue. Okay, so Klal number one is that in order to convert, you have to have Kabbalah on Mitzvahs learned out from Maimon HaSina. All the Dinim of Geirus are learned out from Maimon HaSina. Because the Maimon HaSina, everybody screamed out, Nasa V'Nishma. So you need Lederus also, you need Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. What if the Ger is Mekabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, Chutz Midover Echad, he accepts everything, but he doesn't like, let's say it's a Giyoris, and she wants to convert. She's going to keep all the mitzvahs. She got Ben Shlich, observe Taras HaMishpach, but she plans to marry a Kohen. And we tell her that's not permissible. She says, no, she wants to convert, and she doesn't plan to observe that thing. Chutz midover echad, she's accepting everything. If the ger is accepting everything except for one din, so the whole ger is not chal. What if the ger likes everything, but he doesn't like a din midirabbanan? Let's say he doesn't like the idea of Purim, that the Jewish people celebrate the victory over their enemies, that they killed so many goyim on the occasion of the Nes Purim. So the Gemara says, "Afilu dikto gecham idibrei sofim." Even if the ger accepts everything except for a din derabbanan, also you're not supposed to accept them. What? But you don't accept them. The bezin doesn't accept them. But the question is, what if they did accept them? Do you say the ger is not chaliv midyevet, or do you say no? On the level of their isa, he accepted all the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's only a din derabbanan. So that's a question. That's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Chaim Oizer. How do you understand that Gemara? The Gemara says, "Afilu dikta gecha midibrei sofrim." Even if the ger doesn't want to accept the din derabbanan, how do you end off the sentence? The bezin should not accept them, or even if they did accept them, it's not valid. So that's a question. So we learn out all the dinim of gerus from Maimon HaSinai, and there was nasa v'nishma. Where was the mila at Har Sinai? So the Gemara says, no, the mila was before they brought the korban pesach in Mitzrayim. So usually when we learn chumash, you get the impression that the Mila was needed because kolor elo yecholba. Whoever is not gemalt, whoever doesn't have a bris mila, not allowed to eat korban pesach. That was because of the korban pesach. So the Gemara says that's half of the story, and the other half of the story is that the mila in Mitzrayim was going to lead up to the completion. It was the beginning of the act of geiris, and it was going to be completed at Maimon HaSinai, where there was going to be tvila in a mikveh. And there was going to be Kabbalah on mitzvahs, on all the mitzvahs, on all of the mitzvahs, yeah. Where was the tefillah at Har Sinai? The Psukim and Chumash say that the married people had to go to mikveh because a balkeri is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And Maimon HaSinai was like entering the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Hashuas HaShchina there. There was a Gilu Shchina. And a Polet Teshech was there. A woman whose Polet Teshech was there, a Tashmish, and the Shechivah Zera comes out from her rechem. So also she has a din like a Tumas Balkeri. But it doesn't say that the single people had to go to mikveh. So that the Gemara has a discussion. Where does it say in the Chumash that even the single people had to go to mikveh? The married people had to have prisha for 3 days. So the women shouldn't be polet to Shechivah Zera right before Mamre HaSinai. But the single people, they didn't have to have, there wasn't, they weren't married, so there was no dinner prisha for 3 days for the singles. But the Gemara learns out from the Psukim that everybody had to have tefillah and a mikveh, even the single people. And then they brought karbonis. That's at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, they brought national karbonis. Instead of requiring each and every individual member of the Shishim Ribo of Klal Yisrael should bring his own karbon, that's L'doris Adin. Every single ger who converts has to bring his own karbon ger. It's karbon oilo. If you want, you can save money. It doesn't have to be oilas behema. It doesn't have to cost $1,000. You can bring oilas ha'oif. It'll be less than $100. Okay. But if you bring an oilas ha'oif, it has to be a minimum of two. The din is that you can bring lohavi preda achas in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra. You can bring as a oilas nedova, an oilas ha'oif. You can bring one oilas ha'oif. But if it's a chayva, if you're bringing the korban oilas ha'oif as a chayva, so the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, has to be a minimum of two. You have to bring two oilas ha'oif. You can't be yotze with one. If it's oilas behema, you bring one oilas behema. Bring oilas ha'oif, has to be two. The Mabit has a sefer on the Rambam that's called Kiryas Sefer. Mabit was together with Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Beis Din in Tzfat. And they agreed probably on 98% of all of the matters, and on 2% they had famous disputes. So each one wrote a sefer on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah is printed on the side of the Rambam because it's much better than the Mabit's Kiryas Sefer. But every so often the Mabit has a chiddush that's quoted. So the Mabit writes, and interesting, Rav Dovla Soloveitchik writes about this in a sefer on the Rambam. The din is that on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, everybody has to, men have to be oila regal, and the men have to bring an oila sriya, a korban oila sriya. So they have to bring oilas behema. So our girsa in the Gemara is, you're not yotze if you bring oila soif. The Rambam obviously had a totally different girsa, and the Rambam and the Meiri always follows the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Meiri say that you don't have to bring dafka oila behema, you can bring oila soif as well. So the Mabit writes in the Kiryas Sefer on that Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga that when you bring the Oilas Riyah, an Oilas Oif, according to the Rambam, that you Yotze with Oilas Oif, you have to bring a minimum of two Oilas. Can't be Yotze with one. Only time you're allowed to bring Preda Achas, one Oif as an Oila, is if it's an Oilas Nedova. But if it's an Oilas Choiva, in order to satisfy the requirement of Oilas Riyah, you have to bring a minimum of two. How do we makabel gerim bisman hazeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not able to bring karbonis. So the Gemara raises that issue, and the Gemara increases daftes, and the Gemara answers, we have a pasuk in Chumash that says, you can accept the ger in all of the generations, implying even in a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash here. Why is that included, l'dor haseichem? Why is that included? So I thought because the Chumash talks about the possibility of a generation. In the Teuchachem Parshas B'chukaisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns us that if we sin, he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chumash speaks of such a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And nonetheless, it says, it's possible to be mekabel a ger in any generation. So you see that the korban of the ger is not miyakev here. Bismancha Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, they had to bring the korban hager. Anyone who converts today, if he should live so long till the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so they'll have to bring an oilas, a korban oila when the Beis HaMikdash will be built. Kozman is not Beis HaMikdash, he's Jewish. What is the significance of the korban if he's a ger anyway, even without the korban? So what changes after he brings the korban? So the Gemara says there in the second parak increases, Daf Tesem and Aleph, Gemara quotes a Tosefta. He has a din like a Mechusa Kippurim. A Mechusa Kippurim means one who was Tomei, who went to Mikveh, and then had Harav Shemesh following the Tefillah in the Mikveh. So after Harav Shemesh, he's permitted to eat. After he's Tefillah in the Mikveh, he's permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni. You're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni in a state of Tumah. You say, La Biyartim Menah B'Tomei. I didn't consume the Maaseh Sheni in the state of Tumah. So the Gemara had, the Mishnah says that once Tavol the Allah, once the person goes to the mikveh, he comes out of the mikveh, he's Oichel b'maisu sheni. He's not considered Tumah, he's allowed to eat maisu sheni. But to eat Truma, you have to have Harashemesh following the tefillah in the mikveh. Even if he waits 5 years till he goes to the mikveh, he still have to wait Harashemesh after going to the mikveh. Someone wrote a sefer years ago with such a chiddush that you can have the Harashemesh before the tefillah in the mikveh. It's against Beferish and Mishnayos. When they reviewed the sefer, so they wrote that that's against Beferish and Mishnayos. So even after the person was tovel in the mikveh and has Harashemesh and he's allowed to eat truma, he still cannot eat kachim if he's a mechusi kippur. Mechusi kippur means adam tameh, a man or a woman is tameh. And the halacha says to complete the tahara procedure, he has to bring a korban. So who are the Abba Mechusi Kapor? That's the name of the second parak in Krisis. Abba Mechusi Kapor. There are four people. Who are the four? Zab Zava, Yoledes and Mitzora. And then the Mishnah adds on a ger. The ger, after he has Kabbalas on Mitzvahs and Mila and Tvila, he's almost 100% Jewish, but he's not permitted to eat Korbanus. Let's say Korban Shlamim. So any Jewish person is Tahor is allowed to eat the Korban Shlamim. So the Gerish and his Geir is Dina, his Gerish is incomplete. He's still considered a Goy with respect to eating Korbanus. When he'll bring his Korban HaGerish, the Oila, when he'll bring the Mishnah says he can't even bring Oila Saif, when he'll bring the Oila, then the Gerish is complete. So that's the Seder. Yeah. You have to have Mila, Tvila, and Korban, and the Korban is not Miyake, but the main part of the Gerish is the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Yeah, normally you first do the Mila and then you do the Tefillah. That's how they did it to Maimon HaSinai. They had the Mila was in Mitzrayim before they break the Korban Pesach, and 7 weeks later, everybody was Tovel in the Mikveh, the single people and the married people, everybody was Tovel. What if you do it in the reverse order? What if you Tovel in the Mikveh first and then you have the Bris Mila later? So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim, whether the Seder is Meyakev. So each one of the Rishonim said interesting Machlekes, what it's based on. Each one brings a raya and they debate the issue. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? So the shach paskin is that it's a sveka d'dina. So if the person first was tovel, the ger, was makabal on mitzvahs, first he was tovel in the mikveh and then he had the mila, he should be tovel a second time b'li bracha. He should be tovel a second time b'li bracha. Misafik. There was a student in yeshiva years ago who was a convert. And he was going to get married, and he asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Fulda, who just passed away, I think, last year, at an old age. So he asked his Rebbe to be Mesad Kedushim. So a week before the wedding, the Rebbe asked exactly, he wanted to hear exactly, how would they megayer him? He says, first he was converted by conservative, I think. Either reform or conservative, then he realized that that's not authentic Judaism. Then he was converted a second time in Honolulu. There was a Lubavitch Bezdin in Honolulu. And says, so what did they do? So he says, they took him to Bitovel in the ocean. That was the mikveh. And then they did the bris mila on him. So it's out of water. So they're supposed to be Tovel again. He's supposed to have first the mila and then the tefillah. They did it out of water. So Rabbi Fulda had to be Tovel him. He converted the third time. The week before his wedding, he was tovel a third time, b'li bracha, because of the sveka d'dina. Yeah, the Gemara says in a few places, and mainly the sugya of Vigeris is mainly in Yevamos for a few dafim, daf mem vav, mem zayin, mem ches. So the Gemara says ger tzarach shloisha mishpat k'sid be. The ger has to do the ma'aseh geiris in the presence of a bezin. Yeah, Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Yeah. What part of the geiris do you really need the bezin for? So there are two opinions in Tosfos. One opinion in Tosfos, you only need the bezin. The bezin is only needed for the kabbalas on mitzvahs. For the mila and tefillah, you don't need a bezin. The generally accepted opinion is not so, that for the tefillah, also you have to have a bezin supervising the tefillah. And the mila, that's a question. So l'chatchila, you should have a bezin of three bayom when you do the mila of the geir. But we paskan that the bezin is not miyake b'dieved. The bezin is not miyake b'dieved for the mila, but for the tefillah, we assume that the bezin is miyake. There's a shilti gibarim is printed on the side of the rif, So the Rif poses a kasha that Tosfos asks on the daf. How can you say that you need a bezin? As another Gemara seems to imply that if the ger converts, even though there's no bezin, the gerus is still good. So the simple reading of the Rif sounds like he says, that's what the Shulchan Gibbon writes, that l'chatchila, the gerus needs a bezin, but it's not miyakeh b'dieved. So that's quite a chumrah. Let's say a non-Jew wants to convert, and he's sincere, and he read about Judaism, and he read about the mitzvahs, and he didn't realize that there's Orthodox and conservative and reform. So he went to a conservative bezin to be mekayer, and they took him to, they did a bris milah, okay. Then they took him to a mikveh, but the three members of the bezin were conservative rabbis. So we usually assume that the conservative rabbis are probably going to be posel to serve as dayanim, posel leidus and posel dayanis. So the question was, he did a geirus. He meant with sincerity. He had kabbalas on mitzvahs and the whole works, but the bezin was a posel of bezin of non-religious, non-observant dayanim. So Rav Soloveitchik used to be machmer for that. Shilti Gibbarim's understanding of the Rif, that's what we were told. I never heard it from Rav Soloveitchik in person, but we were told by older people, older than me, Rav Soloveitchik thought you should be machmer to tell the people they should observe the mitzvahs. Misafik, maybe the geris is chal without a bezin. In Shulchan Aruch, the assumption is that the bezin is mi'akev, but we pass on la'alocha, the bezin is only mi'akev by the kabbalas on mitzvahs and by the tefillah and the mikveh, and by the milah, it's not mi'akev. Yeah. The question is, when you have a woman is converting and you have to have a bezin, so the woman's converting, she's tovel in the mikveh, she's not wearing any clothes. How can you have a bezin of, you need a bezin, it has to be three men, not three women. So how can you have a bezin? So there would. So there used to be a dayan grosnas in London, label grosnas. He learned in Radin, he was a yeke, and he learned in Radin, and he learned by Rav Baruch Ber, and he has very nice tshuvas, modern style tshuvas based on Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Chaim, different style of understanding of halachas he has. He wrote a tshuva, his tshuvas are called Lev Aryeh, has two volumes. So in his tshuva, he wrote a whole biru halacha. Is the requirement that the bezin should supervise the tefillah? They can be in a different room, or do you need, actually the bezin should see the candidate who's being tovel in the mikveh? So he shows how it depends, two pshatim in the Gemara in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza in the end of Yevamos, and he documents it that over the generations there were tzaddikim, holy tzaddikim who had been megayer women, and they would, the bezin would be across the street from the mikveh. They wouldn't be in the room where the woman was being tovel. The mikveh lady would supervise that the woman should be tovel, the candidate for conversion would be tovel, but the bezin wouldn't be there. So he sent his tshuva to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe agreed with what he wrote, that it's a legitimate machlekes harishonim, and Rav Moshe didn't know what his name was. He thought his name was Grosnam. So it's spelled wrong. His name is Grosnas with a samach at the end instead of a mem sofit. So he writes, he says it's correct what he wrote, and Rav Moshe thinks that it's a sveka d'dina, so if one was megayer, a goyish man or a woman, and the bezin wasn't watching when they were tovel in the mikveh, he recommends they should be tovel, they should be matbil them a second time, and the bezin should be watching. How do you watch when a woman is tovel in the mikveh? So it's not really a problem. The woman wears a bathrobe that's not tight, and the three members of the bezin are there in the room, and usually when the ger is in the mikveh up to his neck in water, so you review, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in one God? Do you believe in Torah Min HaShemayim? Do you believe in Torah Shebal Peh Min HaShemayim? Do you commit yourself to observe all the Dinim Derabbanan? And you give a highlight to make sure that the person commits himself to highlights of the mitzvahs. And then they say, and you commit yourself to observe any of the rest of the 630 mitzvahs that happen to come your way. We're not going to go through all the 613 mitzvahs. The guy's going to get pneumonia if you have kabbalas on mitzvahs, all the 613 mitzvahs. So you spend 5-10 minutes with highlights of some of the mitzvahs, then he's tovel in the mikveh. So that's how you have a woman tovel in the presence of the bezin. She's wearing a bathrobe, and you don't see her body. You don't have to see her face. As long as we know that that's the woman can have it back to the dayan. Yeah. Oh, by women, there's no mila, so all you need is a tefila. What if, let's say, a man, Tosfos quotes this from the Halachas Gedolos, what if a man is converting, but Nichras Hagid, his Eber HaZachros was cut off, so he can't do a bris mila. So it says he can become a convert with tefila alone, tefila in the mikveh, with Kabbalahs on mitzvahs, you don't need the mila. What if a man that has an Eber HaZachros, but he has hemophilia, and we're afraid he may not be able to stop the bleeding, or he has a heart condition, and it's a suffix sakana. If he'll do a surgery, he may die. So the one of the great gedolim who was from 100 years ago, Rabbi Tzela Ponovezhe, he was the head of the yeshiva. He gave the high shir in Ponovezhe yeshiva. Yitzhak Rabinowitz, his name was. So he was a big Bal Mechadish. He always had original Chidushim. So he was of the opinion, some think that Tzvi Pesach Frank also agrees with him. He wasn't alone, but on this he was alone, on this Indian. So he had a Chidush that since he's medically, he's not allowed to have a Bris Milah because it's a Sakonas Nefashis. So he can become a ger with tefillah alone. So that story is told. The Sri Yesh writes this story. A Chaim Moser used to organize the Vad HaYeshivas. He used to raise thousands and thousands of dollars, and thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars went through his hand from America, from all over Europe, and he was in charge of all the yeshivas. He was the Vad HaYeshivas in Europe, and he gave each yeshiva according to how many talmidim there were in that yeshiva. So he once came to the wealthy balabas, to his factory, and he convinced him that he should give a significant donation for the Bada yeshivas to support learning. And then the owner of the factory was very proud of the fact that he was a ger. So he shows Rabbi Chaim Moser, he has a ksav ger is hanging that was signed by Rabbi Tzela Ponovezhe. He shows him it's hanging in the factory. So Rabbi Chaim Moser reads it. And it says in the Ksav Geiris that he was Megayer him with Tvila alone without Mila because he has a heart condition and it's a suffix Sakana. So Chaim Moser told him, we thank you for your significant donation, but I want you to know that you're not Jewish, that what it says there in the Ksav Geiris is not correct. It's not Ois Gehalt, not Pi Halach. That's what we usually assume. There was a famous Hasidish Rebbe years ago, it was known as Bnei Yisoschar. So Bnei Yisoschar is a Sefer of Hasidus. It goes a half of the Sefer is on Inyani Shabbos, and the other half is on Inyani Yontif, and it goes in the order of the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and he has usually Kabbalah or Chassidus in connection with each one of the Yomim Tovim. Sometimes he has a little halacha, and he wrote another Sefer that's a lot of halacha, that's called Derech Pikudecha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in one place in the Bi'ur Halacha. The Derech Pikudecha is like a Sefer HaMitzvahs. It just goes from the beginning. It just goes Piri Verivya, then it has Mila, then it has Gidal Nasha, then it just goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim. Only has 40 some odd mitzvahs, or 50 some odd. It conks out in the middle. The Chassidim are not sure whether this Chassidish Rebbe never wrote the rest of the Sefer, or he wrote it and it was never printed. It was lost. Well, whatever we have, it's a nice Sefer. And in every mitzvah, he divides it, his discussion, into three areas, machshava, dibur, amaisa. So he gives tameh mitzvah, he gives api chasidus, then he has a brief description of how you do the mitzvah, then he has a little bit chidushim. It's along the lines of the minchas chinuch, but the minchas chinuch is fantastic. This is not fantastic, this is a little safer. It's interesting that when the Bnei Yeshivas were in Shanghai, so they had a print svarim for them. So they printed Gemaras and they printed Chumashim and Rambams and they printed Derech Pikudecha. When I was growing up, my father had a Derech Pikudecha at home that was printed in Shanghai for the Bnei HaYeshiva who were there during the war years. So in the Derech Pikudecha, he raises the question like this. He assumes a Dava Pashut, not like Rabbi Tzela Ponovezhe. He was way before. I think he was in the late 1700s, maybe early 1800s. I'm not sure. It was a long time before. At least 100 years before Rabbi Tzela Ponovezhe. So he, probably early 1800s. So he assumes a Dava Pashut that a man who has an Eber HaZachrus, but it's a Sakana for him to perform a Bris Milah. He says he can't convert unless he does a Bris Milah. He just has a suffix. Is he permitted to put his life in danger? Are you permitted to be Moshe Nefesh for Yiddishkeit? Are you permitted to, is the guy permitted to put his life into sakana, suffix sakana, to perform a bismillah in order to become Jewish? Or do you say, no, he can't be, he can't convert. He's not allowed to put his life in sakana. A guy is not allowed to commit suicide. So that's his deal. But he assumes a double pashut that that he can't become a ger without the milah. Yeah, there is a kasha here that one should ask. There's a sefer called Yeshua's Yisrael. The sefer is by one of the great Goinim who died also around 100 years ago, Rabbi Shula Kutner. He was the rabbi in Kutner. His family name was Trunk. He was known as his name is Rabbi Yisrael Yehoshua Trunk. The last rabbinical position he has was in the city Kutner. So that's who he's known, Rabbi Shula Kutner. He's known for the following. He was one of the three rabbanim who signed on the Heta Mechira. When the Jews first started to make colonies, kibbutzim, in Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s, then they had, the Baron Rothschild funded the first kibbutz, Maskeret Batya. It was named after his mother. His mother's name was Beatrice. Baron Rothschild's mother's name was Beatrice, and her Yiddish name was Batya. So the first kibbutz was Maskeret Batya, named after Baron Rothschild's mother, because he visited. Baron Rothschild funded the whole project. 11 families, 11 Litvishe Frume families moved to Eretz Yisrael. They were going to do Avodas HaKarka, so he came from Europe to visit Maskeret Batya. He was very impressed. Every morning they dive in and they sit and they learn, and then they go, they do the agricultural work. So he was so impressed by the group, they're such sincere people. He originally agreed to pay only for 10 families. And then when he sent his messenger to the train station, there were 11 people were going. So he said, but the Baron only agreed to pay for 10. So he said, but we need a minion. What are you going to do one day if someone has a cold and he doesn't come to minion, so he can't daven in mitzvah? So they were very impressed by that. So he said, good, he's going to pay for all 11 people. And then after the 11 went, so a couple of months later, their family came. So came the first Shemitah, so the Shadow is, what are they going to do? So the Rabbanim in Europe, Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, with the others, and one of the three people on the Besden was this Rabbi Shula Kutner. They wrote up a whole psak that if you sell the land to an Arab, to a Nachri, so since Shemitah Bizman is there, only the Rabbanim, so then you don't have to observe Shemitah. So he's known for that. He wasn't from the Mizrahi. He was a Goyin HaGoyinim. He was a great Goyin. Anyway, he has a Sefer on Choshe Mishpat. He only printed the first half of the Sefer. It's called Yeshua Yisrael. His name was Yisrael Yehoshua. So this is called Yeshua Yisrael. So in the middle of Hilchas Dayanim, he has this Shtikal Torah. He has two kashas. Kasha for emphasis the other. The one kasha is, you're learning out all the dinim of Gerus and Maimon Hasina. Maimon Hasina, there was no Bezin. If you're going to say Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bezin, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din like a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, like Bezin HaGadol. So then every time you want to be Mekabel Ager, you should require Bezin of Ayin Aleph. The answer is, you don't learn that out from Maimon HaSein. So where do you come up with this new din that Ager needs a Bezin of Gimel? If at Har Sinai there was no Bezin of Gimel. Then he has another kasha that Ageris is an agreement, a haskem between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the individual person. The individual goy commits himself to observe the mitzvahs, and the Baruch Shalom is going to commit himself to give schar b'yanish to the person. If he fulfills the mitzvahs, he'll give him reward, and if he violates his commitments, he'll give him a punishment. So the birth parties were there. There was Gilu Shechina and Maimon HaSinai, and then the individuals were Megar. So why not learn out from Maimon HaSinai? You can only be Mekabel Ager when you have Gilu Shechina. So that we don't have Gilu Shechina today. So how do you know you have a right to be Mekabel Ager Mizbanazah without Gilu Shechina if you're learning everything out from Maimon HaSinai? So Rabbi Shula Kutner suggests, he has rayas to this, he suggests that maybe one kasha for emf is the other. Maybe that's the answer. By Maimon HaSinai, where there was Gilu Shechina, so that both parties were there. The Shechina was there, and B'nai Yisrael were there. So then there was no need for a Bezin. L'dayreis, if you have Gilu Shechina, so you don't need a Bezin. But if you're not going to have Gilu Shechina, which is usually the case, you don't have Gilu Shechina when an individual person converts, so then we require a Bezin because of the Kim Nitzah Badaskel. Whenever there's a Bezin, So we assume that the Shechina will be there. Usually a bezin means a bezin to pasken a din Torah. So they'll need siyai to the Shemaya not to make a mistake. But by Hataras and Darm also, when it's not such a difficult issue, we assume that there's always Ashras HaShechina when there's a bezin. So the bezin is really to represent the Shechina, really to represent the Shechina. That was his suggestion. The Beis HaLevi has something similar but not identical along the same lines. It's not Stam Adina Bezin. The Bezin represents Klal Yisrael, not the Reb Shula Kutna writes in Yeshua Yisrael. The Sefer HaChashem Ishmat, that the Bezin represents the Shechina because of the two kashas, one for emphasis, the other. The Beis HaLevi and Chumash has about this. He says the Bezin represents Klal Yisrael. The Bezin has to decide that this fellow is a valid candidate to join the Jewish people. So the Bezin has to look into it and to determine. Maybe he's a character. Maybe we have enough Meshugoyim. Chasar Meshugoyim Anachnu. We have enough Meshugoyim. So maybe the Bezin is to represent Klal Yisrael. This is interesting. The Shaila is like this. Let's say the Bezdin, the din is that a ger cannot serve as a member of a Bezdin if the Bezdin's being done a Yisrael. A ger dan chavera a ger. If there's a dintur between two gerim, so the three members of the Bezdin can be gerim themselves. Ger dan chavera a ger, that's okay. But a ger should be on a Bezdin to be dan a Yisrael, that's not acceptable. So one of the big rabbanim, wrote the whole Dvar Torah in his sefer. His name was Rabbi Yalov. He was a rabbi under the communists in Russia. And then he came to America. I think he may have been in Syracuse, New York, in upstate New York. His daughter-in-law, Yalov, got a Nobel Award with her shetel in medicine many years ago. There are quite a few Orthodox people who got Nobel Awards, a very high percentage. So this Rabbi Yalov was quite a Talmid Chacham. He was under the communists like Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. They were paskening shilas, and the government gave them quite a hard time. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein also ran away from the communists. He was also in communist Russia. So he has a daughter about this. Ger dan chaveir hager, can a ger be a member of the Bezin that's going to be Mekabel ager? Is that considered the Bezin being done on the ger? The paskening that the ger's geris is valid or not? So that's a shaila. There is such a Bezin in New York City where one of the members of the Bezin himself is a Spanish-speaking ger, and then Mekabel gerim. So that's a question. Is that valid or not? So I thought, according to this Rabbi Shula Kutna, according to the Beis HaLevi, if the role of the Bezin is to represent the Shechina, the way Rabbi Shula Kutna says, the role of the Bezin is to represent Klal Yisrael, the paskin that Klal Yisrael should accept this individual. So then it's really the Bezin is not being done on the ger, the Bezin is being done on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the Shechina. So it's not proper that that a ger should be on the Bezin. I remember we once were Mekabel a ger, and then it was a man, and he married a Jewish girl afterwards. They have a few children. So right after he was tovel in the mikveh, so we walked out. We had the Kabbalahs on mitzvahs. He was studying for a long time, for months and months and months. And then after he was tovel in the mikveh, we walked out, and then we're waiting and waiting, waiting and waiting. It took him a long time till he came out of the room. What was going on? So we heard that he turned on the shower. Because he had been tovel in the mikveh, he was afraid maybe the water was dirty, so he showered himself. So the Ramon, the end of Hilchas Tvila, the end of Hilchas Mikvah, is I think Simon Reish Aleph, in the second Chelik Yerodeh, the Ramon there quotes the Urza Ruah, who quotes the Bali HaTosfos had a Chumrah based on a Rashi in the first perek in Masechet Shabbos, that there's a Chumrah mid the Rabbanon, that if a person went to the mikveh and then the same day he takes a shower, that the shower mid the Rabbanon on the level of the Reisik, it doesn't exist. He takes a shower after being tovel in the mikveh, so the shower undoes the tefillah lemafreya. So by married women are machmer not to take a shower until hayrev supposed to be machmer. That's what the Ramok writes. Ashkenazim have this chumrah, not to take a shower until Ha'erev Shemesh. Usually married women go to mikveh at night, go to mikveh at 10 o'clock or whatever. So Ha'erev Shemesh is going to be tomorrow afternoon. So they shouldn't take a shower. So Ma'amachma not to take a bath either. Shouldn't take a shower because Habar Rosh HaVeruba B'mayim Shuvim Midrabanan undoes the whole tefillah l'mafreya. So we're machmer by that, by a married woman who's able to remove the dinam of nida labayla, the teres labayla. I never came across any discussion whether this, it's a chumra. Mikradin, it's not so. The whole thing is a chumra. So the question is whether it applies to a gerish and his guy, or probably not, but it's probably better not to get involved. It would be smarter to recommend to the ger. Shouldn't take a shower till nightfall. There was a great Talmud Chochem who wrote to Avnei Nezer. It was a Chassidish Rebbe, Sachet Shover Rebbe. So his son wrote the Shem Mishmuel. So every Shem Mishmuel is a Chassidish Drashas on Parshios Hashavu on the Yamim Tovim. So in the Shem Mishmuel, every so often he quotes his father as saying something in Chassidus or in Kabbalah, once in a while saying in Halachas. Here, Shem Mishmuel quotes something very, very wild. This Dayan Grosnas that I mentioned before has a tshuva about this also, unrelated to the other tshuva. There's a tshuva about this also. The Shem Mishmuel quotes from his father, Avnei Nezer, when the ger is tovel in the mikveh, does he have to be tovel all of his pots and pans? Because the din is that if a Jew buys forks and knives, pots and pans, clay se'uda, kalim that you use, glasses or metal kalim from a non-Jew, so you need tefillas kalim. The food will be kosher even if you didn't tovel the kalim, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do the tefillas kalim. So what's the din of a ger? So the ger used to be a non-Jew and all the pots and pans. Let's say he was practicing kashrus the last half a year. So he knows that everything is kosher. So he knows all the pots and pans. Everything is kosher. The forks are not, nothing is treif. Does he have to be teufel everything now? Because it used to belong to a non-Jew, that's himself. And now belongs to a Jew, that's himself. So you can say, no, it's only if it's two different people and you bought it from another person, the same person, maybe it doesn't apply. So he quotes this wild idea that since there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says, Habayim v'akelim kiragli habaylim, that the kelim that belong to a person have the same tchum Shabbos, same tchum yantav. Shabbos you can't carry anyway. Yantav, you can carry things that you need. So you're not allowed to take things chutz l'tchum. The property of a person has the same tchum as the person. So that's so he has the chiddush that just like if the ger is tovel in the mikveh, the tefillah that he does is chal on the kelim also. Wild. I remember there's a Sachet Shover Rebbe in Beit Vegan now. So it happens that he came to America once for a wedding. And he walked into the Beis Medrash in YU because he read one of my sermons about Rav Soloveitchik. He wanted to meet me. So he came into the Beis Medrash and I was stunned. So he told me that he came for a wedding. So the Sachet Shover Rebbe, so I said, what's pshat in this what the Shem Mishmuel quotes? So he says, well, it's a Mishnah in Beitza. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah is talking about Tchum Shabbos, not talking about the Tefillah. So Dan Grossman says he doesn't know how to deal with this. He says, okay, the Sachet Shover Rebbe said you don't need tefillah, so maybe you should be tovel without a bracha, out of respect for the Avnei Nezer. But to say you don't need tefillah at all, that's quite a big chiddush. Yeah. The Gemara says in Psochem, in the Sugya Birchas HaMitzah on Dav Zayin, that usually all the Birchas HaMitzah have to be recited over Lasiyasim before performing the mitzvah. You don't first do the mitzvah and then say the bracha. Supposed to say the bracha before. But a ger, Hamiz Gayer, when he's tovel in the mikveh, he can't say the bracha over Lasiyasim. Akati Gavalo Chazi, he's not Jewish yet. How can he say Asher Kedushana b'mitzvah Yisavitzivanu? He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael. So, tovel v'yola, after the ger is tovel in the mikveh, he already had the milah, he already had kabbalas on mitzvahs. He didn't bring the carbon yet, but the carbon is not miyakev in the geris. So after he's tovel in the mikveh, then he says the bracha. What if it's a ger katan? Yes, a Jewish couple doesn't have children and they're adopting a non-Jewish baby. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, in the first pair, ger katan, mat bilam also adaz bez, and based on the principle of zochem liyodam, shaloi befanu. So the tinoik, it's an infant. The tinoik doesn't say a bracha. So perhaps the Bezin should say the bracha. So that's question number one. Were they ever Masakan a bracha for the Bezin? So this really Eish writes a tshuva, he's not so sure. Maybe they were never Masakan a bracha. And if they were Masakan a bracha, then the Bezin, members of the Bezin are Jewish, and maybe they should say the bracha Eval Asiyosim. Maybe they should, they should say the bracha before the toivel a baby in the mikveh, because they are Jewish. The reason why the ger doesn't say Eval Asiyosim, because Akati Gavel Ochasi is not Jewish yet. So that's what the Ravid writes in the Balei HaNefesh. And the Ravid writes in Balei HaNefesh that a Jewish woman is going to mikveh should always say the bracha in advance before she's toivel in the mikveh. Only a ger says the bracha lachar asiyasem. And if it's a ger katan, a bezin says the bracha, so the bezin should say the bracha evel asiyasem. Rabbi Soloveitchik told us that he once, in his lifetime, he once participated in a geris. Said there was a couple in Boston. The husband was a student of his from the yeshiva, and they didn't have any children, so they adopted a non-Jewish baby. And then he participated in the geiris. He said it's the only time in his life that he ever participated in a geiris. And then he didn't think in advance. Bishas Maise, he was wondering when does the, he assumed that the bezin does say a bracha. When should they say the bracha? So he thought maybe, since by the ger, akat the gaver lochazi, so they made the takana to say the bracha after the ger is tevil. So maybe even if the bezdin is saying the bracha and they are able to say the bracha, and maybe this is different. Maybe the bracha by ger should be a bracha on the chalois. So he said on that occasion, he said the bracha lachar asiyasim. But many have the practice now to follow that chassidish rebbe we mentioned before, the derech pikudecha. He writes there about, he talks about ger katan. So he says, since the din is ger katan, is based on zochel liadam shlei b'fonov, so the Gemara says in Ksubas, and after aleph, ikdili yicholim limchais. Whenever, let's say, someone wants to give you a gift, you're not here. So they give me the gift, I pick it up on your behalf. And then I notify you that I was kind of a maton on your behalf, and I want to give it to you. You say you don't want it. Your instinctive reaction, initial reaction, you don't want the gift. So Gemara says, whenever I did an act of zochan on behalf of someone else, and his initial reaction is he doesn't want it, so it cancels the whole zechiah. So the same by ger katan, a child was converted as an infant, and he was brought up by a religious family. And then when he's soon before bar mitzvah, we tell him that if he wants, he can reject the whole kedushi son. He says, I don't want to be Jewish. So that's a din. He can cancel the whole zochin. So that's what the derech pikudecha says. How can the bezin say a bracha on the tvila? It's a sofik bracha slahakel. The child may be moicha later on. Child may be moicha. So we spoke about this. So why does the Ravid? Why is the Ravid not concerned about that? The Ravid said the bezin should say the bracha over lasiyos. So we discussed that. Why the Ravid lishitasa holds? It's not a problem of a suffix bracha, and in la halacha we should be concerned. Okay, there's more to discuss, but time is up. Everyone should have a successful day and finals. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Gerushin. Okay. We will reconvene tomorrow. Gerushin, and then the next day about Chalitza. Good. Tov.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Have a successful day.
Thanks, Rabbi.
That's right.